Federal prosecutors say two African-American Muslims swore allegiance to Osama bin Laden and offered to provide material support to al-Qaeda. From member station WNYC, Bob Henley reports.
The 18-page complaint alleges that from the summer of 2003 until just last month, 42-year-old Tariq Shah, a Bronx jazz musician and a martial arts teacher, along with his friend, 50-year-old Dr. Rafiq Sabir, conspired to provide help to al-Qaeda. The government says it has the pair on audio tape swearing a bayat, or oath of allegiance to Osama bin Laden. Shah is also alleged to have scouted for a space in the city to conduct urban warfare classes and hand-to-hand combat, as well as a suitable location for a machine shop to fabricate weapons. Anthony Rico, Shah's lawyer, says the government targeted his client because of his Muslim faith.
These cases are not religious prosecutions, but they're prosecutions based upon people's religious beliefs.
Both Shah and Sabir face 15 years in jail and $250,000 in fines if convicted. At yesterday's arraignment, an upbeat but shackled Shah greeted the packed court gallery of supporters and press with the Arabic greeting, "May peace be upon you." Supporters at Shah's arraignment included Melanie Dyer, who says she has performed with Shah, who has also recorded with jazz vocalist Abby Lincoln.
My reaction was that, as I've said, that he is a beautiful person and a wonderful musician, and that it just didn't seem to fit.
Prosecutors contend that Shah told a government informer that his work as a jazz musician was, quote, the greatest cover. Shah is alleged to have been recorded offering to provide martial arts training as well as an instructional video and text to many thought were al-Qaeda recruiters but were government agents. Nothing was ever actually delivered. Dr. Sabir, Shah's alleged accomplice and longtime friend, was arrested in Florida. He is being held there without bail and told a federal magistrate yesterday he did not yet have a lawyer. The government contends Sabir was headed for Saudi Arabia tomorrow, where it said he was going to provide medical care to injured members of al-Qaeda. In supporting papers, prosecutors say Sabir had told undercover agents he'd worked as a physician as recently as March of this year at a Saudi military hospital in Riyadh, with credentials to travel around that kingdom easily. In New York, Shah's lawyer denounced the government's sting operation tactics and use of confidential informants as dozens of Shah's supporters looked on.
I characterize it as desperate prosecution on the part of the government. If you look at the way in which our nation has been attacked, the response has been to arrest people like Tariq Shah, who but for a confidential informant and government involvement wouldn't be here. He'd be playing the bass at a club somewhere.
Federal prosecutors have yet to speak publicly on the charges, but this latest case comes on the heels of two high-profile wins this year for the Department of Justice, in which it successfully used an elaborate sting strategy to reel in what it alleged were supporters of global terrorism networks. One case tried in Brooklyn involved a Yemeni sheikh charged with raising money, and the other targeted an Indian businessman trying to sell anti-aircraft missiles in New Jersey. Both men were found guilty. For NPR News, I'm Bob Henley in New York.